Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, longtime original member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years now as a member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Palo Alto Software. Tim, tell us how we can find you and your company.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's paloalto.com. PaloAlto.com.
And don't forget bplans.com. That's where you folks you can go and see what real business plans look like. We got hundreds over there now, don't you, Tim?
Yeah, we do. And thousands of articles and advice and some free tools and so on. That's at bplans, as in bplans.com.
And also timberry.com. That's where they can find your writing. And so, folks, check all that out. It's good stuff, as you know. Tim, we're talking realistic forecasting. We're talking about getting things in the pipeline, the impact of that. You know, Tim, we ought to do this. You need to write. You may have already written this article, but you're making me think about doing it now. We need to sit down and somebody needs to sit down and write down, and I'm sure it's in your book too, all the different things that sales forecasting affects and benefits, all the things that benefit from sales forecasting. And folks, if you see that list and you see all the things that sales forecasting benefits, then all those things will suffer if there is no sales forecasting, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm grateful that we stop every so often and talk about the why, because I probably do too much work on the how. And I think we need to remind ourselves that this is how we optimize our management of our own businesses.
Right. And I'd like to point out, Tim, that folks, here's what Tim and I want you to do. Just get started. Use a few of the thoughts that we've offered in the last segment, for example, but just get started. Here's the thing, Tim, as you and I have talked about before, all projections are wrong. Your forecast
Absolutely.
Is going to be wrong. Let's get this on the table right now, folks. Your forecast is going to be wrong, but your goal is to get started, and the one you do this year, this month, will be the wrongest of all. Next one month will be a little less wrong. The month after that will be a little less wrong than the one before. You'll get better, won't they, Tim? The more they forecast, the more they exercise, just like doing anything else in the world. The more you do it, the better you will get at it, but you will never be perfect.
And let's not forget that how it's wrong, in which direction, and at which parts of the sales process and the business is critical to how you're going to manage other related parts of the business and steer your business. It's about then managing that difference between plan and actual, moving your expenses. And earlier I was saying, so you've got to cut marketing, and you said, well, maybe you need to increase marketing. Yes, it's that sort of thinking that comes from comparing your plan to your actual results.
Well, and look at
with a sales forecast.
Exactly, but you know, the better you get, then you say, okay. After a while, if things aren't turning out, you say, well, I know my marketing works because we're getting people to call on, people are coming in, etc. Maybe it's our sales method. Maybe we got the wrong salespeople, or maybe our salespeople need training, or these people are good, that one's not. I mean, sales forecasting.
You don't find that in the spreadsheet, do you? That's where the people come in. And if you don't have that plan versus actual. And I think we should also say, if we have a few more seconds, that I have talked about two methods. There was the map for the restaurant and the sales pipeline. But people should be creative for their own business. The internet businesses are going to have sales forecasts based on page views and clicks and conversions and things like that. And somebody will have a business that's based on who tells how many people in each week and things. There's a million different ways specific to your business.
Right.
What matters is you break that uncertainty down into its components.
That's exactly right. And folks, just come up with your own. I mean, find Tim's work on this topic, his books, the computer programs, whatever. Find the model that you can use to give you some little bit of instructions, and then just start doing it. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at. And cut yourself some slack. Tim and I both are cutting you some slack. You're not going to be great in the beginning. You're going to get better, and you're never going to be perfect. What do you think, Tim? Last thoughts.
And I think you're going to be managing your business better as a result.
No question. And that's what we all want, right? Tim, thanks for being here. Great job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Always happy.
Yeah. Tim Berry, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Palo Alto Software. Put a .com on the end of that. You'll find him, and also timberry.com. Folks, you need to follow Tim. He's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.